This is Audible.
EC Comics presents The Vault of Horror, produced by Audio Comics for Pocket Universe Productions, in association with William M. Gaines Agent Incorporated. Adapted by Lance Roger Axt and Butch D'Ambrosio from the stories by Johnny Craig, Jack Davis, Al Feldstein, Jules Pfeiffer, Harry Harrison, Graham Ingalls, Jack Kamen, Harvey Kurtzman, and Wally Wood. Performed by Kevin Grievous and a full cast. Directed by William Dufries.
Shut that door! You want to let the cold out? much better. Welcome, dear listeners. Welcome to the Vault of Horror. I'm so glad for the company. So few dare to make their way down here. They just don't have the guts. Allow me to introduce myself. I am your humble vault keeper, here to regale you with spine-tingling stories of horrible unpleasantries by horrible people from my private collection. So let's get this first story startled, shall we? The place is Paris. The time is 1933, and in a delightfully squalid dwelling on the left bank, two artists are working to make ends meet with rather scarce resources. Robert is an artistic genius, producing masterpiece after masterpiece with no desire for fame or fortune.
Another finished etching, are we? I think this one is even better than the last.
Unlike his roommate, Henri, a talentless hack whose jealousy runs rampant.
Idiotic fool. He could be wealthy beyond his dreams. But if he's not going to take advantage of his talent, perhaps.
But this story really begins at a meeting with a wealthy art buyer. A story that I'd like to call Portrait in Wax.
So, Madame Moray, do you...
Yes. 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 Your etching is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Amazing? Did you say...
I did? And believe me when I say that that is not a word I bandy about often, if ever. The first time I used it to describe an artist's work was over 25 years ago, when my late husband introduced me to a young man visiting from Barcelona who went by the name of Pablo Picasso.
Picasso. I don't know what to say.
Say thank you.
Of course, I'm sorry.
Monsieur, thank you. Julien, I must have it. I will pay any price you ask, but I must have this etching, and I will not take no for an answer.
Then you will not hear no from me. Mind you, I have others.
Others? Yeah. How many others?
Quite a few, actually. Why are you interested?
In as many as you will sell me.
This is better than I expected.
Well, is it a yes or a no?
Madam, it is a yes. Yes.
Over the course of the next 3 weeks, Henri sells 7 more of Robert's works, claiming them as his own, his pockets jingling merrily. That is, until...
This is amazing. 20, 60.
You cad!
Robert?
How could you do this to me?
What on earth are you going on about? Who's being a cad?
You are. Unless you prefer thief, cheat, scoundrel, bastard.
But I don't know what you're talking...
You sold my works! You sold my works to Madame Marais!
How? How did you find out?
Would you like to know where I was tonight? I was invited to a private showing of her art collection. Picasso, Degas, Hans Bols, Henri, Julien.
Robert, I can't explain.
Imagine my surprise, no, my shock upon seeing one of my etchings alongside a Louis Vivien. Henri, my etchings, but with your signature.
Robert, please. Please listen to me. I did not mean to do it for you.
You should be on your knees, thanking me for not saying anything. But I could have, and I still might, if you don't get me my etchings back.
Robert, I can't get them back. Look, I'll give you all the money I made off the old fool. But for God's sake, don't say anything, or my reputation will be ruined. Ruined!
Reputation. Oh yes, your reputation. As a little waster who is good at nothing.
And you? You are nothing but a horse's ass.
What?
You heard me. Do you have any idea how much that woman has paid out for those etchings? Do you have any idea how much your talent is worth? Oh, but no, you squander it every day, day after day, waiting tables, when you should be...
I told you before, I don't want money. I don't care about money. I'm content with who I am, unlike you.
Wait, where are you going?
If you won't get me my etchings back, I'm going to the police.
Robert, come back here.
I wonder how Madame Marais will react when she finds out that you've been defrauding her all this time.
No. I won't let you ruin me.
Put that down, you fool! That's acid!
You deserve it. Do you know how long you have been deserving this, Robert?
Bastard! Come back!
Robert! Oh God. Fainted. I'll have to kill him now. How though?
He drags Robert to a back room and a vat filled with acid he used for his etchings. Plenty big enough for a body, isn't it, Henri?
And though I must ever find his body, no, I must ever find his body. Ever.
Thus, Henri moves to London, where his fame and wealth grows with every sale of his artwork.
Talk to Noel Coward on your way out. He's very cross with you for skipping out on his opening last week without so much as a goodbye. Let's have a light, Farrah.
His bells. Noel's the one who abandoned that after party in the West End. Far as I'm concerned, what goes around comes around.
Champagne. Champagne. More champagne, garçon.
Sophie's not quite plastered yet.
Is that for champagne?
Yes, merci, monsieur. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, darling.
Seriously. A toast.
Oh, yes, a toast.
To James Charingwood. He did his best. Now, time to rest.
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, you bastard.
Listen, Obi, speaking of the West End, do you remember that theatrical producer I introduced you to last week?
Yes. What about him?
Well, I ran into him at a little soiree my wife was throwing this afternoon, and wouldn't you know it, he wants to buy one of your etchings.
Ah, Sebastian. I've told you again and again. Serious offers only.
Genius like mine doesn't come cheap, you know. My
dear. Sky's the limit, he told me. In fact, I think I can squeeze him for about £15,000. That's more than James ever paid.
Well, it's just one thing.
What's the matter?
It's, I only have 3 of my etchings left.
So do some more. Might as well. I mean, you haven't done any since you moved here.
Yes. Why haven't you been working? Been meaning to ask you that myself.
Only because I've been developing something new.
Something new.
Delightful. When will we see it? And as your representative, when can I make some money off it?
When I'm ready.
Damn it, Henri. Stop being so bloody obstinate, don't you?
I said when I'm ready!
Fine. Fine. When you're ready. Champagne. Champagne.
No. Yes.
Champagne
or... yes. More champagne! Yes.
These spread rings are horrible! Oh, I lose everything. Calm down. Calm down. There must be something I can... Hello? Hey, this is he. What do you... A statue of Lord Charingwood? Yes. Yes, I would like to see it. Where, pray tell, is your studio, monsieur? Hello?
The door is open. Monsieur Julien, welcome. Such a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I've long been an admirer of your work.
Jules Vendette.
The pleasure is mine, Monsieur Vendette. You have very good taste in artists. I can't say that I have heard of you, however.
Consider me a late bloomer. Sculptures, primarily. Though over the course of the last several years, I have been experimenting with a new form of wax compound. Lord Charingwood was the first statue made with the wax, and I must say he came out better than expected. Something amuses you.
Wax statues, that's still fashionable?
Yes. Oh. Yes, you may scoff, but you have not seen what I can do.
Well, I'm here. Let us see what you have done with my friend James.
Follow me.
How long have you been here?
Long enough. This has been my home for some time. I never leave it.
Never?
I have what Freud and Westphal both call agoraphobia. I don't have much use for clowns. Right. Behold!
I don't believe it. This statue looks real. I have never seen anything like this. Such a lifelike quality. One would think this was actual flesh and blood. Yeah. And this is only your first attempt. It's amazing.
Amazing? You honor me, monsieur.
Oh, believe me when I say that that is not a word I use often, if ever.
This
borders on genius. Now you laugh.
Forgive me, it's just, I am not interested in, how should I put it? Notoriety. Genius is flattering, but I feel the more one calls himself a genius, the less one is. No, I was simply hoping for an opinion, and I have it. Unless, of course, you are also interested in purchasing it.
Oh, this is not something that should be left in my home or in a warehouse. It should be in a museum.
A museum? Again, you honor me. Mind you, I have others, if you...
Others? How many others?
Quite a few, actually.
People would pay a great deal to see wax figures this realistic. And he never leaves this place. It's too good to be true.
Monsieur?
Jules? May I call you Jules?
Well, I...
Jules, I have a proposition for you. My representative has access to a museum near Chelsea. It would be a perfect place to display your work. We'll work out all of the details for you, oversee sales, and you won't have to do anything beyond providing the statues. Are you interested?
That's quite a proposition.
Well?
I'm just not sure.
Jules, I will not take no for an answer. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity I am offering you.
Well, it certainly is.
Jules, please, is it a yes or a no?
Let me think about it. All right. I've thought about it. Yes.
Yes? Did I hear a yes?
You most certainly did.
Oh! How wonderful! Oh, and I assure you, you will be paid most handsomely.
Ah, like the fame, the fortune doesn't interest me. I need only enough to keep the lights on. However, if we are going to do this, there are some stipulations.
Stipulations?
Oui. First, come this way. I deal only with you and not your representative. Second, I must be left alone to do my work without any interruptions.
Oui.
I work best when I am alone.
Most acceptable. So if there's no other stipulation...
There's one last stipulation. And this is the most important. My statues can only be of famous personalities in London society who have recently passed away, like Lord Charingwood.
Famous people who have just died? Why?
A macabre idea, I know. But I like to think I am giving them a new lease on life, including the late, lamented husband and wife opera singers George and Marguerite Tempest.
George and Marguerite Tempest?
And you think the Charingwood statue is good? Can you live with these terms?
I can. We have a deal.
Good! Come by Friday with the papers, say, 3 p.m. The statues will be yours upon my signature.
Oh, you will not regret this, Jules.
I'm sure I won't.
Absolutely stunning. I don't believe
it. Henri, you've been holding out on me. When you told me about your statues, I admit, I was a bit skeptical, but I mean, first your etchings and now wax statues. But it's simply incredible how lifelike they are.
Well, Sebastian, consider this a reminder. True genius cannot be confined. And soon all of England will know. All but one person, anyway.
The fame of Henri's wax statues spreads through the city like wildfire. Whenever a famous personality dies, his or her wax replica appears in the museum a week later.
Mademoiselle, how may I be of assistance?
My uncle, George Birch, died last evening. Mr. Julian, I would pay a great deal if you could...
assure you that his statue will be in the museum?
Yes.
I think that can be arranged. Sebastian, will you come help the lady?
Of course, Lady Hermione. If you wish to step into my office for a moment.
Yes, thank you.
She makes it 11 now. 11 and counting.
Yes, I am counting.
Monsieur Julien, I am curious. How much for the statues of George and Marguerite Tempest? I understand.
You are far too late, monsieur. And from the looks of you, far too poor. No, they sold last week for over £30,000. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have far more pressing matters to attend. As promised, £300 in cash from your most recent sale. More than enough to keep the lights on, wouldn't you say?
Goodness, almost as much as the last sale. I almost feel guilty in taking it.
Oh, well, if you don't want it.
Almost guilty.
Yes. Almost. Well... Yes, Thomas Down, is he ready yet?
He's waiting for you here, in the other room. Cart's in here as well.
Excellent. There you are, dear sir. Looking better than ever, I see. I wonder how much I can get. Blast! Jules! You're going to have to redo one of the hands. Damn thing fell to the... A human hand?
It's his corpse. His corpse is covered in wax. Jules!
Is there a problem, Henri?
A problem? That's Thomas Down's corpse! Covered in a coating of your special wax!
They're all like that, aren't they?
That's why you only wanted personalities who had just died. So you could seal them in wax! You find this funny? That I have partnered with a grave robber?
Oh, fear not. The wax will hold them in, but only for so long. I suspect it will be the smell that will alert the respective owners of what they've really purchased.
You cheat! You thief! You faker!
I'm the thief? Oh, that's rich. Coming from you.
What? What are you talking about? I'll be ruined, you fiend! Absolutely ruined!
Yes! You'll be ruined! Not I! As far as all of London knows, those are your statues, for which you've made thousands upon thousands of pounds!
What are you talking about?
And what do you mean, thousands upon thousands? I have told you, I am making as much as you!
So, when you told me about George and Marguerite Tempest, selling last week for over £30,000, you were lying again?
That was you?
The wax is malleable. I have made several masks with it. Oh yes, I know all about your successes with my statues. But don't worry, that's perfectly fine.
It is. What are you
doing? You ass! I wanted you to take advantage of me. I planned all of this to ruin you. Yes, you who have been profiting upon the success of others. You who are so desperate for prominence that you are willing to kill those with more talent than you. And you have the gall to call me thief.
Kill? Kill who?
Perhaps you wonder where my fear of crowds comes from. Think about it. Oh. Who would want to be near a face like this?
Dear God.
What's the matter? Don't you recognize me?
Keep away from me! Whoever you are!
Not pretty to look at, am I, Henri? Acid destroys a man's face so completely. It's a good thing you put me in that vat of cold water. I'd be dead by now. That's right. Water, not acid!
Robert.
Oh, Henri.
Robert, no! Please! No!
Fear not. My greatest masterpiece is still to come.
Keep away! Keep away from me! Keep away from me!
They find Henri's body the next day, dead from a heart attack, the papers say. And yet, the following week in the Burke Davies Museum.
Oh, I'm so
It's unbelievable.
What's all the... A statue of Henri? How did it get here?
No one knows.
I don't understand. Henri's gone. Then how could he...
Oh, if you only knew.
And so, a word of warning should you ever decide to visit a wax museum. Don't look at the proprietor too hard. It might be Robert, and he might lose face.
Ha 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 ha!